Amanda Rando joins me now. Morning, Amanda.
Morning, Cozzy. Yeah, I thought for this edition of On The Pace, we'll have a look at the Alabar Breeders' Challenge Heat, which kicked off at Bathurst last night, and the Hewitt family did very well. They won all four heats. Bernie Hewitt won with Rock Fisherman. Bernie's daughter, Gemma Roo, also won with her horse, Joe's Joy, which gave Gemma her 100th training win. And Goulburn trainer, Brad Hewitt, walked away with a double, taking out a heat for the fillies and also a heat for the colts and geldings. So I thought we'd catch up with Brad Hewitt this morning to reflect on those good performances. So,
and he's with
Brad,
you now.
Are you there?
Yep. How you going, Amanda?
Well. Thanks for joining us this morning. I bet your drive home from Bathurst last night to Goulburn was a good one, taking out two of the Alabar Breeders' Challenge heats.
Yeah, no, it makes the trip home a lot more enjoyable when you can get a win on two, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, your first win was with Rockin' with Elvis, the pretty classy two-year-old. He had a perfect run behind the leader and used the sprint lane to get home and got there in the shadows of the post, but he looked like he had plenty left in the tank.
Yeah, that's right. Mandry had to do a fair bit of work early with the second favourite there, and we got clear of the others by a fair way, but he actually come back and relaxed really nice for me because he has had a bit of a tendency in a few of his runs to get a bit fired up and get a bit silly, but he had every opportunity to last night when they went nearly a 34 second quarter, but he backed off good and he finished it off really good.
Yeah, they came home in a slick last half too, and that was his third win in five starts, and this horse, he's still learning what it's about.
Yeah, that's the thing too. Like, I sort of could have come off and sat back outside it, but just sort of all about teaching how to be a racehorse and that. You're not going to be able to do what you want every start, especially once you get against a better one. So, done him good to burn out and then back off again. And then, he finished off nice. So, he's just getting better and better and improving all the time.
And his group of owners, he's part owned by a few of the Canberra Raiders players. You've had a bit of success for these boys with your horses.
Yeah, that syndicate, it's the same as our triple play, and that's what I said. And now they've got Rockin' with Elvis, so three nice horses that boys have been lucky enough to be involved in.
Yeah, no, very good. All right, now let's talk about your filly that won. She danced like an angel. She was the fastest of the four two-year-old heat winners last night. She rated 156.6. She was very impressive. She also had a good run behind the leader, but you popped out at the top of the straight and went around them, and she seemed to do it pretty easy.
Yeah, she's a really nice filly. I took her over there, I think it was two or three weeks ago now, and I was really disappointed with how she went that night, but she did over-race and then after the run, she pulled up and found to be crooked. I had a bit of a cold and that, but she's got over that now, and her work's been really good. And her run was too bad to be true that first start, but she showed what she can do last night, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, that was only her second start last night. Did you break in this filly? Have you had her all along?
Yeah. She was only broken in late too. I think she was broken in about July last year or something. So she's only been broken in, had another quick run-up, and this is just a third prep. So she's done a really good job to sort of see where she's at now.
Yeah. Has she always shown you potential as well?
Yeah, I've liked her from day one. Just, she's same thing, always been a bit mad and just wants to overdo things all the time, but that's just her. But she raced a lot better last night, and there's hopefully another start or two she can, once she develops into be a racehorse, I think she'll be a really nice filly.
All right, well, that was a good result for you last night, but the Breeders' Challenge heat's aren't over for you yet. You're down to drive one for your dad at Wagga tomorrow. Your dad is David Hewitt, for the listeners that don't know, and you're driving Rockin' Marty, a three-year-old. And he's coming into this race with good form. He won first up from a spell last start, and he draws well for his heat tomorrow.
Yeah, he went really good first up from a break there at Goulburn here a couple of weeks ago. And, I think he's a pretty nice horse, and the draw's been kind to him, and fortunate enough not to run into Lochinvar Art too. So, yeah, hopefully he can run the first two and he can get through the semis as well.
Yeah, do you see any dangers in that heat?
Yeah, well, there's two obvious ones. Major Rahul, he's drawn outside him, which is good, and then Hard Hitter, he's drawn inside the second line. So we've definitely got the best draw out of the three of them, so we'll be looking to use it.
Mm. All right, well, good luck there. And then you head to Menangle on Saturday night. You've got a few of your own in. I just thought we'll just go through them. Spare Me Days, he's been a great campaigner for your stable. He hasn't won since, I think it was March last year when he won the Young Cup, but you still must think he has a win in him.
Yeah, he's still going really good. It's just hard. He's sort of placed in about three or four group races and cup races this season, and I sort of kept his prize money up, and each week he's going around, he's having to take on all the fast class ones, like, and he's just probably that level below them now. But yeah, he's back in the grade now where he can sort of win one. I'll be surprised if he doesn't win one in the next few starts.
Mm, well, he's drawn barrier four in race three, Menangle, Saturday night, but he comes out of barrier three because the first emergency is scratched, and the race is over the 2300 metres, and he doesn't mind a bit of distance either, does he?
Yeah, that's right, Amanda. He's sort of pet distances, sort of 2300 and even a mile and a half really suits him, but he definitely goes a lot better over the distance than the mile, but he's sort of run into a pretty sharp one. Preston Pans won well its last art, so it looks like it's the one to beat, but he could make a good account for himself anyway.
Mm. Well, the following race is the Country Menangle Series final, and you've got That's What I Said in there. And this horse is pretty impressive, winning its heat at Young last start, rated 154.9 to win his heat out there. Drawn a bit wide, drawn barrier 9 for this heat, but are you happy with him going into this race on Saturday night?
Yeah, I think so, Andrew. He's going good and he's racing really well. He just probably would have won at Albury to start before, and he lost wheels and he lost all chance there. And then the start before that, I think he only got beat 5 metres in the carousel final. So his form's definitely really good. And he loves an angled track, and especially the mile too. He's got such good gait speed, and he can just put himself right into the race straight away. And yeah, I think he's probably my best chance on Saturday night.
Mm. Well, you got another two in as well. Race six, you've got Arm of the Gun going around. He's another one that's drawn a bit wide.
Yeah, just a bit of an awkward draw there and a bit of speed under him, it looks like, on paper. But, he didn't go as good last start, even though he still ran the second quickest last half of the race, I think. But the start before that, driving quiet, and I think he ran his last quarter in 25.3. So,
they don't run much faster than that, do they?
No, that's it. But just, when we're drawn there, just kind of have to hope that they go a bit quick early, and, we can bring him into the race and he can get over the top of them.
Yeah. All right. And your last one is in race 10. So you've got a late one at Menangle Saturday night. And race 10, you've drawn barrier 11 with Untitled.
Yeah, it's sort of a bit of a shame. If he happened to draw good in that one of them weaker MOs like that, I thought he'd be a really good chance because he actually is going okay. And that's going to make it hard drawing out the car park. But same thing, as long as they go hard early and that can bring the back mark into it, but we just sort of hope for luck from that draw.
Mm. All right. Well, hopefully your good luck keeps rolling through over the next few days. Congratulations on your heat wins last night at Bathurst, and good luck for the next couple of days, Brad.
No worries. Thanks, Amanda.
That's okay. So there you have it, Cozzy. Brad Hewitt, a young trainer driver from Goulburn. He does it all. He trains, he drives, he even shoes his own horses. He's a very busy young man.
Gee.
And travels all over the state, obviously, to put his horses in the right races. So he gets some really good results and deserves it as well.
Fantastic. Good on you, Amanda. We'll talk to you through the day and catch up with you tomorrow as well.
Sounds good. Thanks, Cozzy.